You're listening to Sounds Good. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome back the voice of the racers, Neil Bradley.
Glad to be back.
Where did the summer go?
I don't know. It rolled right by, but the summer weather, I thought they'd forgotten that, but they may have gotten lost somewhere, but they found it, and looks like it's here, and so is football season.
It is. It is still technically summer, but the start of football means that fall is just around the corner, and the racers are gearing up for what we hope will be a successful campaign. Last year, they were 6-6, finished right in the middle of the OVC, tied for fifth, and they'll kick things off on next Thursday, the 28th, against Union, Kentucky. So I guess we'll start, Neil, with just kind of look at the OVC and tell me how you think the balance of power may shake out this year.
It's still rather heavy at the top, in my opinion. Jacksonville State seems to be the consensus pick with everyone who does their preseason prognostications. They seem to be up there, number two, Tennessee State. And then behind them, I think it's kind of a bit of a free-for-all for that third spot. Some say Eastern Kentucky. I'm not sold on the Colonels being one of the top two contenders, but we shall see. I think they're underselling Tennessee Martin. The Racers have so many unknowns. I think they were picked fairly. Tennessee Tech had a lot of injuries last year. They could be better than expected. But after the top two, to me, there's quite a scramble for who's going to finish in that number three spot if the top two picks are correct.
Well, let's take a look at the Racers generally, and I want to ask you to go over their entire roster. Let's have three players on each side of the ball that you think are going to be the keys to the Racers' success this season.
Well, I think right off the bat, you always look at the quarterback, and we have a quarterback with very little experience. And last year he barely played, and that is C.J. Bennett. He was named the starting quarterback after Meet the Racers on Wednesday night, or before that, I should say. It was after practice. And it was a great battle that he had with K.D. Humphreys. Wouldn't be surprised if C.J. falters at any point. K.D., I think, is right there with him, so there's not a lot of loss. One does a few things more than the other. So I think C.J.'s right there at the top, and I think he can be good. But you expect, with the layoff, maybe a little bit of rust from him. In the backfield, Marcus Holliday has, I think, been waiting for his chance. And here it is. He's going to be the running back. He's in there with Pokey Harris, who also will get playing time. But a guy that's sort of a dark horse candidate is Kent State transfer Roman Clay. He's a big guy. He's the one that really super down the road. He put up some impressive high school stats. I know that. Didn't really do a lot with Kent State, but we'll see exactly what he can bring to the table. So I would put Holliday in there too. And then, from a receiving standpoint, the Racers also, to me, they're going to have somebody step up and take Walter Powell's place. Now, is there a Walter Powell out there? I really don't know the answer to that. They certainly have some candidates. Janowski Davis has looked good. I'm going to put him up there as probably that third player to watch, but also Paul Rice. He is just one of those sneaky guys. He comes up with a big play, has good hands. And then Kendarian Jennings had a fantastic fall camp, and I think he's a player that also could really get into the mix. The questions there offensively, though, I mean, those are the guys to watch, but the offensive line I think will be good. They're just not deep. You get an injury or two, and you have no idea what you're going to have, Tracy.
Okay, let's take a look at defense.
Well, defensively, I think the linebackers are solid. I don't have a lot of issues there. T-Ray Malone, Perry Cooper, and Anthony Hayes, those are great anchors, and they're solid. And then the secondary is where all the question marks are going to lie. We have one player who has played a Division I snap, and that is Kadarius Sanders, and he's a transfer from South Carolina, played for us last year, looked good, and he has really been good in the preseason camp. So to me, he's a guy that possibly could do some good things for us. He's looked good, and after that, it's sort of a crapshoot. But we have a couple of local kids that's opening some eyes. Jonathan Jackson out of Mayfield, he actually played late in the season last year. He really put in a lot of work. He looks good. And then Dylan Boone out of Murray High, he's going to throw his hat into the ring, I think, as well. as far as the defensive side of the ball. Anthony Haynes, though, he's your guy on the defensive side, right at the top of the list, a guy to watch. Also Sanders back there. But the defensive line, I think they're good. I talked with Coach Thorell, the defensive coordinator. He tells me they've made better strides than anybody. When I asked him that, right out of his mouth, first thing, said they've made great strides. They don't have a lot of depth there. They also lost Thomas Chapman. He was a transfer from UK, played last year. I thought he would be a dominant player along that defensive line. They lost him right out of the gate in spring. He's out for the season. That was a really, really difficult loss.
I was on Yahoo Sports a few days ago, and I was surprised to see a video of Murray State's quarterbacks. How did that come about?
They just had a little game. The New Orleans Saints, I think they had a video that they had out of their camp where they had some quarterback games, and the Murray State decided to do that. Someone put it on YouTube and I think tagged the Saints on the Twitter tweet that they had about that. And the Saints, somebody with the Saints retweeted it, and it got wheels from that point. I guess whoever follows the Saints ran with it, and they got quite a bit of publicity out of that. And that's a tough game to play there with one more ball than there is people.
Yeah, it certainly is. It looked like a lot of fun, and anytime Drew Brees is retweeting you, I guess that's good publicity, right?
It is.
Okay, well, let's go and look at the first couple of games of the season. We've heard of a tale of two cities. This may be a tale of two games. The Racers will start with a Union Kentucky coming to Roy Stewart Stadium, and then in week two, they go to Louisville to take on the Cardinals. What can we expect?
Well, in game one, we don't have any idea what to expect. I mean, I've already talked to the coaches about Union. They don't know. They have a brand-new coach. They have 47 new players on their team.
What happened there?
I guess the new coach was part of it. So, ton of guys. They don't know what he runs. They don't know what they plan on doing. It's a 100% surprise. So they will sort of find out. You kind of expect Union, since they'll know what they'll do, they might have some early success against the Racers. You'd figure the athleticism will take over, sort of like it does when we're up against a bowl division team and the sheer numbers of things, but they could have some early success. They do have one player that the Racers have to keep an eye on, Dominique Jefferson. Had about 900 receiving yards last year. He's a preseason All-American, so they'll certainly have to watch him. So the Racers, in my opinion, they should win that one handily, put up some impressive stats. Then the next week, Louisville is going to be the heavy favorite. Now, they don't have Teddy Bridgewater. By the way, trivia note, Teddy Bridgewater's first pass intercepted by Darryl Davis of Murray State. So we can never take that away. First pass he ever threw in college, intercepted by the Racers. But I don't know who they're going to have behind there this time. They do have Bobby Petrino. I think whatever you think of Petrino personally, he is a fabulous football coach, and I have no doubt that's going to be a prepared, very, very good team when the Racers play them. Despite the fact they don't have Bridgewater, don't let that scare anybody. They're still going to be a very good team.
The next time we talk on Sounds Good will be before the Racers' third game, the September 20th game against Western Michigan. Neil, I appreciate you taking some time with me to help preview the Racer football season.
Glad to be here, Tracy.